This is a story that is sad, but true. okay, there was a couple, and they were expecting a baby. Exciting time. And they came up with a name for their child, which is difficult. You parents know that. Many of you don't even tell other people what the name will be because you know everybody will offer their opinions. But this couple announced what they were going to name their child. And during the pregnancy, the mother-in-law, the husband's mother, didn't really like the middle name. She didn't like the way that they were spelling the middle name. It bothered her. She thought it would be confusing for people. It was kind of a cool spelling. And she voiced her concerns over it. And of course, the mom-to-be told her husband, "That's the way I want to spell the baby's name." So we fast forward then from this situation to mom having to undergo a C-section and have the baby. Baby is fine. When mom recovers from the C-section, she finds out via the birth certificate that her mother-in-law had talked her husband into changing the middle name, spelling it the way she wanted it, the mother-in-law spelled. That's what I said. She changed the middle name. And so I think we've all dealt either with a mother or a mother-in-law that perhaps has gotten, we'll just say, overzealous.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
The Momcast.
At our recent Galentine's Day Sippin' Shop, we asked you what you thought about the situation. How would you react? So I'm talking with Sandra from Johnstown at our Sippin' Shop event for Galentine's Day. First of all, Sandra, I'm glad you got to come.
I am too.
Thank you for being here. And I know you're a mom and you're a mother-in-law.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I have a question. We're talking about this story in the news. Thoughts on that? As a mom and then as a mother-in-law.
And as a daughter who has a strange name.
That's right. Your daughter's name is Avril.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's actually Avril.
Avril. Oh, see, I said it wrong.
That's okay.
Avril. Okay, so tell me your thoughts on that.
My thoughts on that? I would change it.
Legally change it again?
I would legally change it again.
That's so I want to talk about, and I don't blame you for that, because it's on the birth certificate, obviously.
Yes, you can change
it. Which they filled out. So you'd go right ahead and change it. What about then the ensuing battle?
There wouldn't be a battle.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Right now I feel threatened. She's giving me a dirty look. It's like, I know there wouldn't be any battle. I'm not even going to question you. So you're a mother-in-law.
Yes.
Okay. You have a daughter. Same situation.
Yes.
I mean, would you even think about that? To do something like
that? I would
that?
Never consider it. My granddaughter's, it took me about 3 days to figure out how her name was spelled, and it's just fine because it's beautiful.
And as a mother-in-law, how involved are you? I mean, what is your thought on that? Because I know in my family, my mom is pretty good about that. She's always been, listen, I don't meddle as a mother-in-law in your business. Even when it comes to like raising our kids, my mom does not really make comments about that. I'm sure there are things she doesn't always agree with, but she doesn't get involved in that. She's like, that's your business.
Yeah.
I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
My job as a mother-in-law, as I told my daughter from the get-go, is I will listen. If you want my opinion, I will give it. If I really disagree with something, you probably won't know it. Because I believe it's their children. Mm-hmm. And they have the right to raise them the way they want. However, when grandma is there, grandma's rules go. And the kids can have as much sugar and pop as they want.
So as long as they're with you, I like that. Because grandma's rules kind of trump everything else.
Well, my daughter said, you had the same rules with me. And I did. I had the same rules with her. I did what I wanted. And she says, I figure I survived.
Right. Well, good. And how many grandchildren do you have?
Three.
Three grandchildren.
Yes.
Talk about that, the difference between your kids and then having grandkids.
I have totally enjoyed having my own kids, and I can't say I enjoy the grandchildren more. They don't. I don't. I enjoy them just as much, and I enjoy every stage that they go through, and just sitting in, it actually is kind of fun sitting back and watch mom and dad deal with the little red-headed girl
right.
getting into everything. Yeah,
sure.
That's kind of fun. And I just sit and smile because I already did that with my redhead.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I'm Jan from Powell, Ohio.
Okay, Jan. So you heard the discussion.
Right.
What are your thoughts about what the mother-in-law did?
I don't like to speak against mother-in-laws, but I think the mom gets to decide.
Her baby, her decision.
Right.
And what about the son? Because that's a hard situation to be
right.
in, right? I mean, who does he listen to? I mean, obviously, in this case, he listened to his mom, and I'm sure that's not really going well for him.
No. He's got to listen to his wife.
I mean, you kind of...
Yeah, she's number one. Sorry. She just had the baby, did all that work.
Right. Now, you have three daughters, or do you have more kids, three girls
Three daughters
with you
tonight? And one son.
One son. All right. Any married yet?
No, not yet.
Not married. Okay.
Almost.
So now, one of your daughters said her name is a little different.
Right. Instead of Shelley, Shelly, we used a Gaelic spelling, Shelleigh.
Oh.
People ruin it. They'll say Shelia, Shelia, but... It's pretty. It's beautiful, I think.
It is beautiful, actually. My name is Stacy, yeah. And everybody spells it differently, but it's yours is Shelley,
mm-hmm.
but it's spelled a lot differently. Your mom was saying the Gaelic. How has that been? Do you like it?
I think, I don't know. It's more unique, and people, like, every time people see how it's spelled, they're like, oh, that's interesting. So, yeah.
So it hasn't been necessarily a negative thing for you?
No, I mean, definitely every first class they're always, like, trying to say it, and they never really say it. So once they kind of pause, I know it's me. I'm like, oh, it's Shelley. So, yeah, it's okay, though.
Well, it is kind of beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean,
thanks.
That you're right. That's kind of a cool name to have. So, but I'm with you. I don't know why, but, like, my first and last name in high school people had trouble with, and I was the same way. You always know they're talking about you eventually.
Like, oh, my turn.
Yeah.
And we have Susanna and Sheila, so we have all S's. Shelley.
Now, was your mother-in-law involved?
No, not really.
Pretty good about it, or?
Yeah, she was. She was out of state. And
oh, that makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so you have a son. Let's talk about that. When the time comes, what kind of mother-in-law do you think, how involved will you be? I mean, do you have a theory on that, or
I want to be totally involved. I'm the total helicopter parent, there for everything, taking 1,000 pictures, but I let them make their own decisions about names.
So you're not changing the spelling of any?
No, I would never do that. Too intrusive.
All right, you're not going to add an E-I-G-H to the end of whatever?
She wants this as documentation.
So oh, okay. Her daughters are standing here listening to every word she says. So, okay, you're on tape now.
Uh-oh.
All right, and they'll be able to hear it.
Oh, dear.
When I was growing up, I'm a lot older than you. There weren't a lot of Stacys.
Yeah.
Now there are. But back then, there weren't. And by the way, I found out, I thought that was like the coolest name ever. Found out my dad, unbeknownst to my mother, speaking of naming kids, suggested the name because it was an ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I know. But at least I have a story to tell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she didn't know that till like a few years later. And it was, it stuck. So, wait till I, so. Thank you.
My name is Katrina. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And my thoughts are, OMG. It's going to be a problem when she comes through. That's my opinion.
What would you do? I mean, would you change it yourself? Would you have a conversation? I mean, what do you do at that point? First of all, let's talk about the mother-in-law. Then we'll deal with the husband.
Would
you confront her?
Of course. That's serious.
Oh, no. She's hilarious. She has that, something else to say. She's
holding
say
it.
No.
She's
holding back.
Yes, I will confront her. Because that will be something that you don't do that.
Now let's talk about the guy, because, I mean, obviously a man, married man, and then he's got his mom too. Let's talk about that, because I have to tell you, go ahead, girl. I want to hear it. Right. This is a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
He would definitely be out. He'd be in trouble. He'd be in hot water for about, till the kid got about one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There'll be a lot of Valentine's days in my house.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Okay. I'm Jessica, and I'm also from Columbus, Ohio. We would be getting a divorce. I just think that's not okay. Like, there's definitely some mommy-son issues going on with them. It's time for him to let go and kind of, you know, grow a pair and stand up for himself. That's just something you don't do. You don't go behind someone's back and do that. That's just terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I mean, that's a good phrase. He needs to grow a pair.
He needs to grow a pair.
Do you think he can grow a pair? I mean, should she
wait
on that?
I don't think she wants to wait for them to drop.
Right.
I think she's just going to take her child and go.
Well, I mean, he's that. That's kind of my thought, too.
Yeah.
I mean, your first thought is you're really irritated with the mother-in-law.
Absolutely.
But I think where you have to go back, it's like when somebody cheats, let's say.
Yes.
You tend to get mad at the woman, where in reality, let's go to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the same way.
Yeah, but I mean, there's definitely an issue there. The fact that shows that she has no respect for her whatsoever.
Exactly.
Because to cross that line, that's big. That's big. So there would be some serious trust earning going on there. But yeah, for him, I'd probably be done with him.
Really?
That's our kid.
Right.
That's huge.
I wouldn't be done. It'd just be a lot of Valentine's Day at my house.
Well, see, there's always two ways you can go with that. You can be done, and I respect both of those. You can be done.
That would be that's just
because
huge.
It's a big deal.
It's huge, but I don't think it's grounds for finalizing everything.
Cheated.
No, we're not going to divide stuff up over that. No.
I don't know.
To your point, I mean, there's something to be said for
him
trying to make up for.
Of course. Of course. Yes.
He would have
milk
a
that
lot.
For a long time.
Milk it for a long time.
Milk it for the till the kid's 18.
Till the baby take his first steps. Oh,
no. No, 18.
See, I think mom's being too easy on him. I'm with you
so
on
too.
That. You know, you got to milk a little bit more out of that.
Yeah.
That's a story that'll never die.
No, it won't.
All right, we're gonna switch gears now to something a little more pleasant, hopefully, and that is homecoming or prom, and specifically right now, prom. Prom is such an exciting time. We can all remember that, right? Well, I can't because I wasn't allowed to go. But going and get the dress and getting everything that goes with it, and these days, I mean, it can be really expensive, and quite honestly, there are girls that cannot afford that, or their family can't afford it, or it's a strain to try to afford a dress to get to go. So there is a program here in the Columbus area. It's called Fairy Good Mothers, and they open something called Cinderella's Closet, where girls can go in and they can pick out everything they need for prom, which is really a very cool program. We want to give you more information. There might be someone, maybe it's one of your kids or someone that you know, family member, someone that might be able to take advantage of this great program. Jenna.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it. So it's Fairy Good Mothers, and we give away prom dresses to any Columbus area high school girl for free. We've been around since 2005, and we try to give about 1,000 dresses away every year.
Now, how do you get these dresses? Because it's a great idea, first of all. I love that you do this. How do you get the dresses?
We get the dresses from a wide variety of sources. So a lot of people, you know, they go to a wedding, they have a beautiful bridesmaid's dress, but they don't have anything to do with it afterwards. So a lot of our beautiful prom dresses actually started as potentially a bridesmaid's dress, so only really worn once. Some people have their own prom dress from a year or two ago, and they donate there. Sometimes shops will donate to us, which is a wonderful thing when they do that. Sometimes we do have to buy dresses, so most of the money that we raise, we have to buy in the dresses that are a little bit harder to find sizes. So a few different ways we get the dresses.
Well, again, I love it because in my line of work, I know I've had to buy formal gowns, not so much anymore, every once in a blue moon, but in the past, I had to buy them a lot, and they can be unbelievably expensive.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, is that most of the girls, we would love to encourage them to save for whatever's next in life, whether it be college, whether it be some other program, some sort of certification that they need, saving for an apartment. I mean, those are the things that are their next step in life. So to spend all that money on a prom dress, we thought, you know, they deserve to go to prom or at least have the opportunity to go to prom, but can we also save them that money so they can invest in their own future?
Now, Is it just the dress, or do you also help them accessorize?
We try to help them accessorize. So this year we've been extraordinarily lucky because a lot of other organizations have donated to us as well. So we do try to give away at least one piece of jewelry to each girl. And we do have quite a few shoes as well. So as much as those things as possible, the dress is really the main feature, but we do that. We also try to get each girl a little goodie bag for when they go, of items to help them prep for prom.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I know growing up, when I was in high school, my dad was a minister. So our finances, honestly, you know, things like prom dresses were not necessarily in the budget. I mean, who can take part in this? In other words, what gals can benefit from your program?
So any girl with a valid high school ID or even proof of high school attendance, and most of the girls that we serve are here in the local Columbus area, but we're lucky enough that sometimes girls will hear about us in Cleveland and Cincinnati, and that's okay if they want to come too, if they need a dress. We help any girl with a proof of high school attendance.
And did I see also, you have like personal shoppers kind of that help these ladies?
Yeah, so this is really my favorite part of the whole organization because we have women who will volunteer and really spend time with each girl because really our mission is to promote the confidence and self-esteem of the girls. And we came to realize quite a long time ago that it wasn't just about the dress, it was about the experience of choosing it themselves, seeing what they like. Some of these girls, this might be their first true decision that they feel like they've made on their own. So having somebody pay attention to just them, hearing about what their style looks like, what colors are their preference, it can be a much bigger deal than what people think. And it's a really rewarding experience for volunteers. I always like to tell people about last year, my mom, who lives out of state, she knew that I worked at this organization for years. And finally, I said, you have to come up, you have to see it. She said, okay, but she's a little shyer. She didn't want to shop with the girls. She said, I'll do anything except for shop with the girls. They're just so intimidating to me. And it was, she was there maybe 30 minutes, and she said, okay, maybe I'll try. And all year long, she's been talking about this one girl, and I love getting to know her, and I took my picture with her, and it was just so great. And so it's really fulfilling for both the volunteer and the girl.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Last year, I was doing some shopping for an event for me personally, and there were young ladies right next door to me in the dressing room, and they were discussing finding a dress for prom. And it was interesting to me. I actually came out and started talking to them because they were saying, oh, you know, I'm fat. I mean, their body image and the way they were talking about themselves really made me feel sad. And I went out and I just was like, I felt like I was that mom out there, but I'm like, you guys are so pretty and, you know, you're a strong gal and you can pick out the kind of dress you want. I mean, I think what you're doing kind of leads to those conversations too, I'm sure.
It really does. And I think a lot of people have in their mind that the only people who have trouble with body image are girls who are maybe bigger. And that's really not true. We found that it does not matter your size. Somebody's worrying about something that probably nobody else is seeing, to be perfectly honest. So to have somebody there and say, this dress looks beautiful on you, you look beautiful, you know, it's going to be a great day for you. And to watch them find their perfect dress and watch them stand up a little bit straighter and really be happy at what they are seeing, that's really why we do it. It's a wonderful experience. But it can be hard to hear some of those stories that girls are telling themselves, and we just want to do our share to try to prevent that.
Now, we will put this up on our Facebook page as well, a link. But how can gals see where you're doing this and the hours and all of that, find out when?
Sure. So we also use a lot of social media. So Facebook and Instagram is usually how we get the word out. Fairy Good Mothers. Our website is fairygoodmothers.org. Our days that the pop-up shop will be open this year are March 9th, 10th, 30th, and 31st. And we like those personal shopping appointments like we were just talking about. And those appointments will be posted February 7th. So we do accept girls for walk-ins, but of course, if we can set up those appointments beforehand, it just makes the process a little bit easier for us to plan for them. So our website, social media is really how we get the word out there. February 7th is when we're going to post our personal shopping appointments for those days that are in March.
Jenna Hoffman, president of Fairy Good Mothers. I think it's a wonderful program. I think it, congratulations on gifting more than 10,000 gowns to young women around Central Ohio for prom. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening this week to our edition of MomCast. And thanks to all of you moms that joined us for our Galentine's Day celebration at Polaris Fashion Place. Stay tuned. I'm sure we'll have another gathering. It's always fun to get together with you and hear your opinions. As always, if you get a chance, please review us because that helps more people hear MomCast. And if you have ideas or questions, please contact us. You can find us on Facebook. We've got the MomCast page on Facebook, and you can always add your ideas or your comments there. Have a great week.